Shalom Aleichem, and welcome to the wide world of Hilchot Shemitah. Super exciting. People get really intimidated, but really it's amazing to learn these laws based on our holy Torah, and you've developed throughout the years by our Gemara, by the Rama, by the Shulchan Aruch, until our modern Israeli agriculture. And we are studying based on the Pesach of Rav Yosef Tzvi Rimon, who's a big tzaddik, known personally. Not only is a tremendous Talmud Chacham, he's a kind person, started organizations to help those in Gush Katif and other organizations. And we're going to do a basic run-through just to get us acquainted with the different types of produce which they're going to sell in the supermarkets here in Eretz Israel during the Shemitah year. And the first and probably most famous type of produce is what's known as heter mechira. The heter mechira, essentially produce, fruits and vegetables, are sold to Gentiles, the land, and so therefore it is no longer considered Shemitah produce, and therefore you can eat the fruits and vegetables. This heter was actually not invented by Rav Kook. Your Spector and others came up with it way before him, but it was approved of by Rav Kook very controversially. And really, not all heter mechira is equal. So, for example, vegetables during the first few months of the Shemitah year are similar to fruit, in that there's more reason to be lenient because they weren't grown during the Shemitah year. So there's more reason to be reliant upon heter mechira during the beginning of the year. As the year goes on, eating vegetables is more complex. Many rabbis are not so in favor of heter mechira nowadays. And other rabbis say that it is good. It's still that leniency of heter mechira should still be applied even in modern day Israel. And we'll talk more about that. The second solution to eating fruits and vegetables here in Eretz Yisrael is called Otsar Beit Din. And this is based on the rule that a court or its agents can harvest produce of a field. They just can't plant. Planting's not allowed, but harvesting's okay. And they simply can't make money off of this. So they'll sell the produce, they'll have workers gather the produce, they'll sell it for often a lower price, not necessarily, because it depends how much it takes, how much work it is to harvest. There's usually less produce against because they're not planting. But this has full Kedusha Shemitah status, and you'll have to know how to treat this food with Shemitah sanctity, as we will learn about. And that is approved of by all the authorities, the Chazon Ish, Rav Kook, they all approve of Otsar Beit Din. That's what they do here in the Rova. They sell these Otsar Beit Din, and you can get a hold of it, and it's good according to pretty much everybody. Again, you just have to know how to treat Shemitah produce. The third option is detached bedding, or often nicknamed Gush Katif, because they were the ones who originally came up with this. And this is based on the ruling that you can plant indoors under a roof if it's not connected to the ground, if it's an Atzitz Shein Onakov, a container without holes. And this is used, it's becoming more and more popular to grow tomatoes and peppers and leafy vegetables, and it's become a whole beautiful agriculture, not just during Shemitah year, but especially in the Arava. It's amazing. And this does not have Shemitah sanctity, but it is totally acceptable to eat this, according to the Chazon Ish and Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and many others. So you can do that, and you don't have to worry about Shemitah. Sixth-year produce. That there are certain types of vegetables like potatoes and carrots and onions, which last a very long time. So you could simply buy them, and they're actually not from the seventh year. They last a long time. Finally, there's Southern Arava, where we wouldn't be obligated to keep certain laws of Shemitah, like Svichim, after growth, and often also using the Heter Mechira. Again, this quote-unquote loophole, which is similar to the loophole we use on Pesach when we sell our house. And since the two are combined, there's even more room to be lenient about this. And finally, there's vegetables grown by Gentiles, which, of course, do not have any Kedusha Shvita because they're not part of Eretz Israel. At least that's the opinion of the Beit Yosef. Although the Ma'abit, in a famous controversy, feels like they do have the sanctity of Shemitah. And in Bnei Brak, that is the custom of the Chazon Ish, while others generally go like Beit Yosef and do not treat this with Kedushas Shviis. In order of priority, what should we be looking for? So Rav Rimon says the following. First, Otar Beit Din, because that's good according to everyone, and you get to do the mitzvah of keeping the laws of Shemitah, big mitzvah. Then produce grown in hot houses and detached bedding. And then 6th-year fruits and vegetables, because all of this is Jewish produce. Next would be southern Arava with the Heter Mechira, followed by the Heter Mechira, and then finally Yevul Nachri. Obviously, this is a point of controversy, that last point, where those there are many other poskim, generally more in the Haredi Welt, who would rather have Yevul Nachri than rely upon the Heter Mechira, arguing that the Heter Mechira is a leniency as we need not rely upon. Whereas others, like Rav Rimon, believes that it is still super relevant to support Israeli agriculture and better to support the Heter in Israeli agriculture than to support some of our enemies and not support good Israelis who want to go according to the law. In addition, nowadays, most of the produce is harvested by Gentiles, which would be another reason to be lenient about Heter Mechira, which may not have originally applied. Plus, again, the Heter Mechira does not allow one to do anything. It's just certain, usually derabanan, actions can be taken using the Heter Mechira in order to support Israeli agriculture. So, in practice, that's a short review based on Rav Ramon's book of what you'll see in the marketplaces coming in the Shemitah year. Of course, don't rely upon this to make your decisions. Ask your posek, your rabbanim, learn the Sefer Shemitah by Rav Ramon. And next time, when we learn the laws of Shemitah, we will learn on a practical level what needs to be done with Shemitah produce, be it Otzer Beit Din or others. It's not that complicated. It's pretty exciting. Have a great day. I hope you enjoyed this quick halachic analysis and summary here in Yerushalayim at the Holy Kotel.